Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show with Uriel Keim. We're so glad you're here. Every episode, we're going to bring advice and conversations with experts that will help you grow your health business. Let's dive in.
Good morning. Welcome. Uri here. Today, I want to talk with you about how to not bleed money while you're running Facebook ads. If you're running Facebook ads right now, or if you're considering running Facebook ads, first and foremost, I think that's a great idea if you have a proven funnel in which to drive traffic. Now, if you don't have that and you have no idea how you're going to monetize traffic from Facebook ads, probably not a good idea to spend on Facebook ads, right? So don't boost the post for $5 or $10, $20 a day just for the sake of boosting it. Like, have some rhyme or reason behind what you're doing. So it's really important to understand that the Facebook ad or the platform is simply the traffic source that is going to bring people into the rest of your pipeline. So if you do have a pipeline or a funnel that you feel confident you want to bring people into, they're going to opt in and eventually do business with you, then here are two things you need to look at. And this is going to be specific to coaching. And so what that means is, in the context of, let's say, a perfect client pipeline, you run a Facebook ad, invite people to a masterclass or a webinar, they watch that, some people book a call with you, and then you have a phone conversation with those people. Some of them will say yes, and you'll work together, okay? Whether or not you're using a webinar, well, I'd strongly recommend you use a webinar. Like, don't use a lead magnet. It's a waste of time. I'll just save you a lot of money just with that. So two things you have to look at. Number one is, what are you paying per webinar registrant? So when someone clicks on your ad, they go to your landing page and they opt in, how much are you paying for one of those leads? That's the first number you need to look at. And you need to be looking at that as the first thing when you're first running your ads. So what the goal is to get as many leads in as possible at as low a cost as possible, but understanding that the cheapest leads are not often the best ones, okay? We obviously give our clients very specific metrics, ranges to look within. They know if they're within this range, they can scale. If they're above this range, they should stop the ad, etc. But you have to know, you have to look at the cost per registration as the first metric when you're first starting to run your ads. Now, you need a good sample size of people coming through the pipeline in order to make proper decisions with your business. So if you have five people opt in and you're like, no one's booked a call with me, it's like, welcome to the real world. That's the way it's going to go. You're not going to get magic from five people. You're not going to see breathtaking results from even 100 people coming through your pipeline. You need to give it time, right? You need to give more data, more people into the pipeline so that you can extrapolate better decisions. So first number we're going to look at is cost per lead. Now, the second number, and this is the important one, this is how you prevent bleeding money. This is something I talk about with my clients all the time, is you need to have a hard stop. Very much like a stockbroker or a day trader would have a stop loss. So if the stock drops below this price, we sell automatically. You need to have that in place with your Facebook ads. So what this means is you need to know your numbers. You need to know how much you are willing to spend to get someone on the phone with you. And if you don't know these numbers, you gotta know them. And if you don't know how to do that, then that's one of the reasons you may want to consider working with us, because we can help you get this stuff dialed in. Why that's important is because let me give you an example. So one of our clients, Andrea, was on a Q&A call with me on Tuesday, and she was like, I'm a little bit concerned. And I said, why? And she kind of walked me through her numbers. And I was like, can I give you my credit card? Because the numbers you just mentioned to me are amazingly, all lights are green. Like, go, go, go as fast as you can. And for some reason, she wasn't really sure. And even though we've got trainings and very specific parameters that they look at, I needed to remind her that her numbers, like her cost per call booked, was insanely good. And I told her, I'm like, you've spent this amount of money, your cost per call book is amazing. Just keep spending, right? And I'm not saying just blow money away, because remember, what's happening here is the more she spends, the more people she brings into her pipeline, right? The higher volume of leads, number of people come in, the more people that come in, the greater likelihood more of them are going to book a call. And so her numbers from the cost per lead all the way through to the cost per call booked was incredible. And I just gave her full confidence to say, this is green light, like go, go, go. Now, we've had other situations where some clients have said, okay, here are my numbers. And I'm like, hold on, hold on. Whoa. Is that ad still running? Because I just saw like $900 ad spend with one call booked. Did I see that right? Why is that ad still running? And this is why it's very important to know these numbers, because if you're spending an exorbitant amount of money for an ad that is not producing the end result, you have to know when to stop it. Because if you don't, even if the cost per lead on the front end is amazing, let's say you're getting leads in for 50 cents and you're like, I'm gonna do this forever. And you're not looking at this book end, the other side of the cost, like how many people are booking a call from that ad, you could have all the leads in the world coming through, but if none of them are booking a call, again, like some of them will certainly nurture and maybe ascend over time, but you gotta look at that. You have to look at what is the hard stop in any given ad. So you have these two book stops or bookends. You have one is the cost per lead, and then the other one is cost per call booked. Cost per lead, you want that to be as low as possible. Cost per call booked, I mean, again, low as possible, but here, very importantly, is you need to say, I'm not willing to spend more than X. And if your ads go over X, you have to have the discipline to stop them. Because if you don't, you're gonna spend a lot of money on losing ads. And that's not gonna allow you to spend more of your money on the better performing ads. So that is how you prevent bleeding if you're running Facebook ads. And if you're running Facebook ads, just so we're clear, it really is the best and fastest way to get clients and grow your business. Because if you know how to do it properly, you have nothing to worry about. Now, you do have something to worry about if you don't know what you're doing, right? Because if you just spend money on Facebook and it's not producing results in terms of recouping investment in the form of clients and payments, then yeah, like it's a waste of money. So there's a very, very big difference. We see people, you know, quite frequently who tell us like, yeah, like I've done Facebook ads and I've done a webinar before. And I'm like, great, why are we speaking? Because obviously you didn't do it very well, right? Because if you did, you would have the results you say you want. It's not that Facebook ads don't work. It's not that webinars don't work. It's just, you just don't know how to do them properly. And that's fine. Maybe you just got the wrong coaching or the wrong type of guidance. But the thing is, the devil is in the details, guys. The devil is in the details. And if you can just trust that, well, I mean, would it be unreasonable to think that Facebook ads as a blanket statement do not work? It's probably unreasonable. Like, how would we still, 6 years later, be running Facebook ads profitably every single week if they didn't work? Like, why would I teach this stuff? How would we have built our business? It just doesn't make sense, right? So Facebook ads do work. You just have to know how to do them right. And if you don't know how to do them right, either don't play with them, or if you really want great results in your business in the form of more clients, much more predictably, without the grind, without spending all day on your phone, without being on social media all the time, then this is definitely an area you want to learn how to master. Because mastering the art of paid acquisition, so using paid traffic to acquire clients, is one of the most important skills you can develop as a business owner online. And if you don't learn how to do it, you will always be at the mercy of free organic algorithm changes, grind and hustle, time and effort, and that's not a business. That's a job. And when you have the leverage of a pipeline, like I just described, and you have an automation system like advertising that you can run 24/7 while you're outside sleeping, playing with your kids, that creates freedom in your life. Now, yes, you have to look at your numbers. You have to make sure things are dialed in, but it gives you a system, a machine that works independently of your effort. You set it up once, you make some tweaks, you make sure it's working well, right? And you just keep on and keep on and keep on. And that's how you scale your business. That's how you get clients. That's how you go from where you are to where you want to be. And not just like one new client every now and then, but really like you can take it, you can turn the faucet on as much or as little as you like. So if you want help getting clients, if right now you find yourself spending a little bit too much time doing all sorts of stuff with no rhyme or reason and nothing's really working, send me a DM. Just send me either hit me in the comments or send me a DM and let's see if we can help out. Again, we don't help everyone. We don't invite everyone we speak with to work with us. We make sure that you're a very specific type of person. If you're amazing at what you do, if you've got courage and belief in yourself, those are very important. Everything else is figure outable, okay? Doesn't matter what level of business you're in. We've had people come with us. Some of our most successful clients started at zero. Some of them are $40,000 in debt. Some of them had to take out a new credit card. Like, guys, like, this is what it takes to grow a successful business. And if you're not willing to do these things, that's fine. But you have to understand the trade-off is you're going to be sacrificing your time and energy for many, many years to come. So if you want the faster road, it's not easier, but the faster road to the results you say you want, then hit me up in the DM. Let's have a conversation and let's see if it makes sense for us to help you take things to the next level. All right, guys, have an amazing day. Talk to you later.
Thank you for joining us on the Coach's Corner. If you didn't know, inside of our private Facebook group, the Healthpreneur Hub, Yuri's show, The Coach's Corner, happens live every single morning with one goal: to help you grow your health business. If you want to hear more of The Coach's Corner, then click the link in the show notes to join the Healthpreneur Hub on Facebook for free. And if you want to know the four-step system that predictably fills a health business with qualified, ready-to-buy clients, we want to send you an invite to our free online masterclass. You can find that masterclass at healthpreneurgroup.com/show or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Healthpreneur Show with Yuri Okine.